Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
407 on KDKA, as we have a chance to talk about, it's going to be a really big deal in Pittsburgh next week, knowing that the NCAA basketball tournament is not only going to be on, but it's going to be here. Russell Livingston joins us, president and CEO of BAB Incorporated. Russell, it's good to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rick. Hey, thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely. Well, I'm really excited about what it is that you're doing to not only bring some attention to the NCAA tournament, but basically to use your space there on the north side and also help people and help charities all at the same time through March Madness and the tournament brackets. Tell people about what you're doing.
Hey, can I correct you, Rick?
Sure.
We're calling this Mission Madness.
Mission, because the idea is to drive a mission rather than, I like where you're going with this.
I wish I could take credit for it, but we presented this idea to a bunch of nonprofits in Western Pennsylvania, and Lisa Fox from the Bradley Center said, this isn't March Madness, this is Mission Madness.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it.
Great play on words.
Absolutely. What is the mission?
Well, our company, BAB Incorporated, we work with over 300 nonprofit organizations. It's a great legacy from a man, Leon Williams, and work that was continued by Ed Shea. So really grateful for these two guys. But the mission and the inspiration behind the mission is to build greater awareness of the incredible people who run and work in these organizations that support and care for the people in our community. That's how we came up with Mission Madness.
So is it all social service agencies? Is it philanthropic organizations? Is it literary functions? I mean, what kind of companies are we talking about?
So we're running a pool, right, a bracket, yep, for both the men and the women associated with the NCAA tournament, and awarding prize money to the winner that they can donate to a Pennsylvania nonprofit organization. So it's an NCAA basketball pool with a mission associated with it, where the winner of those pools gets the opportunity to donate money to their favorite nonprofit.
And it doesn't have to be that everybody, that whoever wins, that the money has to go to the American Cancer Society, or that it has to go to the Girl Scouts, or it has to, they can choose which one.
That's absolutely correct. So
that's
it's all
tremendous
on the winner. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And no cost to enter, by the way. These are we're funding the donation, and they get to pick the charity of their choice.
Okay, well, wait a second. Now, so you're saying that you can buy into a bracket for no money into it. I mean, there's no downside to that other than maybe you lose, six teams in the first day of games, and then what do you do, right? I mean, there's no downside that I can see.
Well, ego is always the downside,
yeah,
and you're competing. Yeah, that's the deal. But you're right. There is no downside. We are actually giving $3,000 in total, $500 to the individual who wins, and then the opportunity for them to donate $2,500 to the organization of their choice. And we're doing that for both the men's bracket and the women's bracket.
How many people do you suppose are going to say, you know what, I know that you say we don't have to put any money in, but I'd like to give some money to those charities. Is there a vehicle for that to happen?
Absolutely. Yeah. We got great responses from the likes of the Bradley Center and the Light of Life Mission and Voices for Independence and Second Harvest. This is going to give them the opportunity for a potential donation because it's going to provide them with the opportunity to interact with their employees, their consumers, and their supporters in a fun way that hopefully in turn allows that donation to come back to their organization. And it's been so cool because those conversations have been fun. And then the conversations we've had with other people about this concept, they've actually asked if they could contribute to the prize pool, which we're going to walk before we run. But our goal is to make this the biggest bracket in the state of Pennsylvania. We've devoted over 500 square feet of wall space in our building to the brackets. And we think the donation pool is going to get really big as well over a period of years. So pretty neat.
Russell Livingston, the president and CEO of BAB Incorporated, joining us here on KDKA. We do need to talk about the bracket itself, the physical bracket itself, because it is massive. I mean, the background kind of looks like a basketball. You've got all the teams lined up just like you're used to. But how big is this bracket physically? How big is it?
240 square feet, each of them. And our original was prepared and painted by Cal Holbrook, who, if you know the Clemente Museum, the mural on the outside of the wall of the Clemente Museum was done by Kyle. And Kyle's kind of internationally famous. So we feel blessed to have that artwork to be able to display the activity associated with Mission Madness. Pretty fun.
It is amazing. And so will people be able to see that as they, you know, watch UConn and Pitt and, you know, North Carolina, et cetera, march through the brackets? Or is that just an inside? How visible is it for the general public?
Well, if you ride by, you can't see it, of course. But we've devoted a team, which includes Mitch DeZort and Peyton Scalos and Amy and our social media team from the Corcoran Collective, and we've poured some great energy to this, and we're making it one really easy to engage. But they will receive regular updates on social media from that team, which we think we're just going to have a ball with.
So, nice pun, by the way, on basketball and things like that. That was very well played. That's why you're the president and the CEO. You think outside the box that way. Help us to understand, if people want to enter, how do they go about getting in? When's the deadline? I assume right when the first tip is on Thursday, or even doing it for Wednesday's game or Tuesday's games for the play-ins?
Yeah, we're not going to do the play-in games, and we're just simply using an established platform through ESPN and our social media, and just Google BAB, Google me, right? We will have lots of opportunity for people to use either a QR code or hit a link and sign up immediately. So it's going to be very simple to do. Our team's worked hard on that.
Have you seen other companies, other entities in the country do something like this? And is there sort of a blueprint for how you anticipate it's going to go?
I have not seen anybody do it.
I've never heard of it.
When I Google NCAA participation, I mean, there's something like 70 million people or 70 million brackets that are completed every year.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know, putting the two ideas together, one, having some fun, and two, looking at some of the work that's being done in our community that often goes unnoticed, I just thought this was a great way, because along the way in our social media platform, we'll be featuring what's happening at some of these organizations and some of the people who are involved in it, which, again, is incredibly cool.
Yeah, very, very, very neat idea, and so glad to be able to share it with our listeners here on KDK, and so they've got a better idea. Again, if you're looking for more information about it, check out BAB's website, B-A-B-B Incorporated, or you can also Google Russell himself. Russell Livingston is the president and the CEO. Either of those things, it'll get you where you're going. The QR code, basically, that you'll find on the screen, take a picture of that with your camera or hold it up there and then click on the link. It'll take you where you need to go to get signed up and be part of it. Again, a way to give money to charities to help them do more good here in our community. Thank you so much, Russell, for making time for us and being on KDKA.
Rick, really appreciate your time. Excited for what's next.
No,
Mission
I
Madness.
I think it's very, very, very cool. Mission Madness. You don't have to worry about copywriting that. Maybe you should copyright that one, Russell. I mean, maybe if it takes off like the other one, you might have something there.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep, great stuff. Thank you so much to Russ joining us here on KDKA.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.